This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In terms of our discussion pertaining to Salah, yesterday we mentioned about the headgear. So one was the lowering of the upper garments, and yesterday we spoke about the headgear. It's the crown of a believer, and we should not be performing Salah without the topiya, without headgear. One more aspect that I want to discuss today pertaining to attire, and that is the sleeves. Now it's the winter months, so nobody really will walk around or come to the masjid with short sleeves. But we see in the summer months, many times we come to the masjid with short sleeves, or we perform salah when we're performing salah on our own with short sleeves. This is not the correct garb. Not even three-quarter sleeves. The scholars have written, preferably right up till the wrists. It must be covered. That is the decorum that is required in as far as salah is concerned. The head must be covered, the upper garments must be above the ankles, and the sleeves must be down. Sometimes you're feeling very hot, you got a long sleeve one, but you roll it up. That's fine. There's no prohibition in terms of rolling up your sleeves outside of salah. Like the aspect of the trousers below the ankles. That is prohibited at all times. But the rolling up of sleeves in other circumstances is fine, and under conditions is fine. But in salah, and more so when you're performing salah in the masjid, you should have on a full sleeve garment. That is the appropriate garb for salah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah.